offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that, I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am your MC for tonight. Head dork. number one dork.
Dork head. You dork head.
Okay, I am joined tonight by a enthusiastic crew. I've got Dork Almighty Matt Minar. he's still waking up from his nap. I've got Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan.
Hey.
The hair's coming in nicely, by the way.
Thanks.
I wanted to ask you
now
about
that. Now, put your pants back on.
It kind of looks like a chia pet a little bit.
It's that awkward stage.
The in-between stage?
Yeah. I don't know what to do. Anyone with suggestions should...
I suggest you just wait.
Thanks.
Let it progress.
Try and make it grow harder.
I've been trying.
Fertilizer.
I've been eating...
grit your teeth.
Beans. Does that help?
Beans?
Green beans.
Green beans?
It doesn't
hurt.
Makes
your hair grow.
Does it?
I just made that up, so hopefully it works.
Get some hot sauce, because it'll put some hair on your chest, and maybe, by proxy, will help your head.
Okay.
We're also here with Dr. J, the science guy.
Yo.
No, it's Dr. J, the science gay. Come
okay,
on,
Dr. J, the science gay.
Dr.
No,
J, the science
true.
Gay, who is actually straight.
Just so you know,
he's actually
beans,
having a kid.
Thank you very much. Green beans and hair growth will garner 2,000 hits on Google.
Wow.
That's correct.
That's not
and
bad.
And if you ever want to feel good about yourself, Google your name in quotes. Google I hate your name. For example, Google I hate Irv Katz in quotes and see how few hits you get. And then Google I hate George Bush or I hate Ann Coulter. Both of them will get significantly more hits.
Guess what I learned today on the Google?
I can only imagine. What?
I can't even imagine.
Mercifully, a Google image search for Emerald Swimsuit returns no hits.
That's right. I saw that.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Bam.
So, well, lucky for you anyway. By the way, the person listening happened to be our good friend of the show, Don Larson, who Don and his daughter Emma have participated in the show in the past. Emma was in the wasn't she around? And she called in and all
she
kinds of good
in.
Stuff.
Yeah, she had great questions.
And they came by the studio one time. And so... Thanks, Don, for listening. And he says, hello, dorks. I will take the free tickets for the Browns as well.
tickets to the Browns weren't free.
right. Sorry about that, Don. No free tickets to the Browns, but you can certainly have the...
face value.
I tell you what, we will... here at Dial-A-Dork, we will. What's the word where you sort of underwrite a purchase? You
underwrite.
No, but not underwrite. But you subsidize.
Subsidize.
We will subsidize your purchase of those tickets by $10. So we'll chip in. If you want them for $35 each, you can have them, and I'll chip in $10 just for you, Don, because I like you so much.
That's awesome.
So email the show if you want those tickets.
There
you can have them for $70 for the pair. And they come free with wads of cotton for your nostrils because they'll bleed.
The good news is if it's raining, which it certainly will be, you won't get wet because you'll be above the clouds. So that'll be great.
Ah, that's true. That's true. It'll be actually a bright, sunshiny day up in wherever those seats are. You won't be able to see the game. But
have you ever played that game where the guys move around on the vibrating tin? It kind of looks like that. You know,
that's right.
That version of football.
I had that. I actually had that.
I did.
I think my dad had that.
I think we all sort of had that. It was sort of like one of those things where it was like, you know, rather than spend a lot of money on your present for Christmas or Hanukkah, we're going to spend as little as possible on something, on a football game. Instead of getting me the Mattel electronic football game that I wanted, you'll get me the electronic buzzy thing where the players just kind of vibrate around it, and it's incredibly stupid.
I thought those were kind of expensive. I mean, it came with a lot of players and pieces and stuff.
With little plastic pieces with a tiny little magnet in the bottom.
And the football that you always lost immediately.
Yeah, and the...
Virtually seconds after opening the box.
Licensing from the NFL, which I'm sure is uncheap.
Yep. I remember my dad had the Monday Night Football version, which...
How was that special?
Every time you open the box, it would go... Dun, 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 dun.
That's pretty cool. Dun, did you have to play it with the lights off and you had a little stadium lights?
I wasn't allowed to touch it. No. Dun, 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 dun. There's a difference. It's the same notes. Yeah. It's the same lyrics. The duntas. Yeah.
Duntas.
This is unbelievable. Did you guys see this, by the way? The guy who made the Atari 800 laptop?
No.
Now, who remembers the Atari 800? The Atari 400 and the Atari 800?
I remember them.
And it was like this sort of, like trapezoidal shaped. It kind of looked a little bit like an Atari 2600, except it was kind of a beige color,
had
a big hump on the top, and it had a keyboard. So it didn't look anything like the Atari 2600.
Had it.
All right, but it had this little door on top, and you put the cartridge, or if you had the 800, I think it took two cartridges.
You could have two ROM cartridges. It also had an external floppy disk. You bet it did.
Yeah, and you could also load games via cassette tape, of course.
I remember the cassette tape.
Indeed. And
and
this
the Atari 400 had the membrane keyboard that you could spill orange juice on?
That's right. Did you do that?
You
were so specific with the orange juice that you just assumed.
Well, you know what's amazing there is that the Atari 400 had a membrane keyboard, and you know you can barely find those nowadays, and they cost like $1 million.
Yep.
It's because they only made $10,000 of them in 1984.
And they're still selling them.
Yes, because they were that unpopular.
Okay, so...
And someone stuffed one in a laptop.
Ben Heckendorn.
What's that?
Someone stuffed one in a laptop? Is that...
No, what he did was he... let's see what he did. Measuring about a foot by 7 inches by 2 inches. Uses what's left of an Atari XEGS game system. The last model Atari 800 type computer from 1987. So, wow.
That was a while ago.
An 8-inch TFT active matrix display, a compact flash hard drive utilizing MyDOS 4.53 for maximum drive size of 16 megabytes. Card is removable for swapping. A little battery pack, full-size Atari 800 keyboard, joystick ports, brushed aluminum and wood grain everywhere. Odd.
Sounds
cursor
like a
control
sounds
knob.
Like a Jaguar, yeah.
And, wow, I mean, it actually looks terrific. And it's an Atari, fully functioning Atari 800 with the, you know, the innards are inside there. I mean, it looks fantastic with the burled wood grain and everything. I mean, it really looks sharp.
You just said burled.
Burled, you know.
Burled.
What is wrong with burled?
That's what you go over Niagara Falls in, burl.
Hey, look, seriously, has anyone ever, actually gone over Niagara Falls and lived?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is it that hard to do?
No.
It's illegal though.
It's really
so you guys
it's pretty much up to gravity at some point, but it's totally illegal.
I have a question about gravity.
Yeah, it's a downer.
Well, when you drop something, it accelerates, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Until a certain point, right?
No. Well, ignoring air resistance, for our purposes, it pretty much always accelerates unless you're going and dropping things out of planes or off of big tall buildings.
Ah, what happens when you do that?
Well, what happens is the faster it goes, the bigger the air resistance force on it gets.
Okay, but
and
neglecting air resistance.
Neglecting air resistance, it just goes faster and faster and faster, okay. But eventually it'll stop increasing its speed.
I was watching the Nova last night, and they were talking about
the
Isaac
Nova on
Newton.
The PBS?
Yeah, on the PBS. I said BS. And they're talking about Newton, and they talked about his thought experiment where he imagined a cannon up on a high cannon and
shooting
shot a cannonball.
Right.
Would you let him tell the story?
It fell to Earth, but it went so far that it like went into orbit.
Right.
So my question is, if orbit is due to gravity, why doesn't it keep accelerating? Why isn't the moon accelerating?
But it does. The acceleration is centripetal acceleration. It's the circular. It is always falling, but its speed is basically carrying it away. And the best way to describe it is that it's sort of like gravity's acting like a string to swing it around in the circle of orbit. It is accelerated motion, but it's not changing its speed. It's merely changing its
direction.
Right. Two parts to velocity, speed and direction. It's a vector.
Like if the moon was stationary, it would fall.
If the moon was stationary, you could write thank you notes.
All right, Drew. That means you have to spend 5 minutes in the isolation booth.
I've spent my whole life in the isolation booth.
Sorry.
According to the NOVA, Isaac Newton spent a lot of time in his isolation booth.
Died a virgin, which is why he was smart.
I heard that Newton was actually, dare I say, a bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
Bit of a pompous son of a bitch and screwed over some of his cohorts or peers, if you will, and was very vain about his standing and so on and so forth.
To an extent, but he also was he also didn't take a lot of his works that he didn't think they were that big of a deal. It took Edmund Halley to really convince him that he should publish a lot of his work because he kind of didn't want to.
It was like his private math.
He's like, I'm kind of not going to tell
my
anybody.
Own private math.
Yeah. Calculus. He kind of invented it and discovered it and figured it out.
And it was
whatnot.
Like an appendix in some paper.
Yeah, exactly. It was. He invented an entire branch
okay,
of
so,
mathematics.
So what was an appendix in some paper of his
about
took me four tries to learn.
Right. Yeah. Correct.
So if that means anything to anyone out there, he's a pretty smart guy.
They also said that he sometimes computed logarithms to about 50 decimal places, not because he needed the number, but because it was fun.
Because it was fun. Well, you got to understand, there were no video games back there. Okay, I mean, people...
Not even an Atari 400?
People would just go and beat the village idiot about the head and shoulders for fun. Well, hell, they do that today.
Now, I have a question. Does that make Isaac Newton the first dork?
No.
Perhaps
I'm
the first documented dork.
I'm going to say...
That's what I was going to say.
He's one of the patron saints of dorkdom.
Proto-dork? Right.
Saint Dorkius of...
Dorkius Maximus?
Yes. Well, here's what I'm saying is that I think there were other dorks. I mean, I'm sure... I mean, have you ever heard the stories about Ptolemy? I mean, what a nerd. No, I don't know.
Ptolemy, world's biggest tool.
Yeah. I think we could certainly go back to Galileo Galilei. He's definitely a...
He was a bit of a toxic nerd, wasn't he?
well, that's what I'm asking. No, I'm just kidding. Was he a dork, or was he just this guy who was pretty smart and went against the church? That's kind of rebellious.
Being dorks. A lot of dorks are rebels.
True.
In very, subtle ways. Like, crashing people's websites and stuff.
In what way are you a rebel, Irv?
In what way am I a rebel?
He's a loner.
I'm a rebel in the sense that I have one of those Canon cameras, the rebel cameras, because because Andre Agassi told me to buy one.
Yes.
No, I'm a rebel because I refuse to behave myself ever. Even in, formal circumstances like weddings and dinners and things of that nature.
I will vouch.
And when people give me a hard time about it, I it just ratchets up my intensity. What can I say?
When Irv says, usually what's about to happen is the gloves are coming off and the good times are about to be had by some.
Well, I'll say this, that I've been blessed or cursed or whatever. Like nothing is like, I have this inability to control my mouth. Most of the time, I can't stop talking when I really ought to be stopping the talking. However, what does come out of my mouth tends to be funny. And so that's why people still like me. To a certain degree.
It's in spite of it all.
What I'm saying is you have to put up with a lot, but there's going to be a payoff. And yet, I'll tell you, I've noticed that when there is no payoff, I get a lot of very mean looks, and people are very mean to me. So I really do need to give the people a payoff, or they get really pissed because, they're putting up with a lot of crap.
Well, damn it, your check better be in the mail already.
There's a long road to hoe. Incidentally, Google for Irv Katz and mental problems returns 762 hits. Just keep
there
you
are
posted.
Other Irving Katzes, though. There's a math professor at George Washington University, yes. I believe, named Irving J. Katz.
Oh, is it Jonathan also?
I don't know.
Okay, that's scary.
I don't know. It could be...
He could be your doppelganger.
It could be Jewel. I don't mean the great poetess from Alaska. Should we talk about something... Oh, I'm sorry, Drew.
Useful?
Yeah, step on your foot there. Should we talk about something computer-related? Nerdly-wick?
What do you have in mind?
Well, I was kind of looking at Slashdot today, and I was noticing that they have a big photo printer buyer's guide. And I'm kind of wondering, do any of you guys print your own photos? I mean, I don't print my own photos. Is it more cost effective to print your own photos or to just go to the stinking Walgreens and get your photos developed?
I actually can speak on that. I gave my wife a fancy digital camera, and we've now filled up like half a freaking hard drive with pictures of all kinds of cool stuff. But when she wants to give someone else pictures. She has to go get them printed, and it is cheaper, we figured out, to go to the Walgreens and bring the little camera card and get them printed out, or to do it online. You can do it at Walgreens online. You just upload it and print it, and they mail it to you.
Is it getting closer, though, between printing it yourself and taking it in?
You know, for the amount that you need to give away, most pictures you take are for you to look at. You turn them into a screensaver or something, you can look at them. But if you're going to give them to somebody else, like, you know, she took a picture of the family, framed it, sent it to my mom. Okay. To buy a printer, a photo printer, a couple $100. To do it, that one picture, 50 cents, buck and a half.
Yeah.
What have you.
I take mostly analog pictures.
Analog pictures? Do you mean like on actual film?
Yes, on film.
Like emulsion?
Yes.
It's analog pictures.
I have an analog camera, and I take analog pictures, because then the storage media is the same as the display media, and you never have to worry about making sure you have a computer to look at your pictures. And you can take them to somebody else's house and show them off. And
but what happens when somebody spills water on them?
You have the negatives, and you make more.
Okay.
You can do that with most digital cameras, though. A lot of them, like the one we have, got a plug-in for an RCA cable, and you plug it into somebody's TV and just run the show.
It feels cumbersome, because first you have to plug it in, you have to set up the camera, it has to boot, and then you're hitting next,
and you've wasted 30
next.
Seconds, and I feel you.
And
I understand.
Then everybody has to, like,
you're
get
a now
in the same
kind of a
room,
guy, aren't you, Drew?
And this way you just pass them around, people can look at them when they want.
So, but you do know that analog pictures are going to die, or at least be virtually the exclusive realm of the professional photographer, and even that is probably going away.
Did you stop writing by hand when you got email?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
In fact, I write for if I write for like 2 minutes now, my hand seizes up in like hideous cramping because it's totally out of shape.
Because you're typing too much.
That's carpal tunnel from the typing.
It is?
Yeah.
I think it's just that my hand's out of shape.
No, I found a disturbing reality recently doing work on the house, and that I can no longer, hammer or saw for extended periods of time because my hand literally goes numb. I can't feel it anymore.
And you think it's carpal tunnel?
It's carpal tunnel.
How do you know it's carpal tunnel?
Because that's one of the only few conditions that I could think of that would restrict the blood flow enough to my hand that would happen.
Well, it could be tendonitis, which is often a mistake.
I'll give that one too. But
yeah, I think carpal tunnel is like ADD. I think everyone thinks they have it, and hardly anybody really does.
Well, then
yeah.
Somebody needs to tell me how to tell the difference, because
your doctor.
Yeah, but then you got to pay the damn copay.
What you want to do is you want to go get the new home MRI kit.
Exactly.
Oh yeah,
it's just a. And you buy about 10,000 magnets.
I take all analog MRIs.
Do you?
Yeah.
All analog MRIs. That's fascinating. Do they take them on Tri-X Pan?
We're losing listenership as we speak.
You can't lose what you didn't have, James. I hate to say it. Okay. Having said all of that, we'll meander on to another topic. And that is, 3 cheers for the USA, okay?
Oh, for retaining control of
for
the
retaining
Omni-Net.
Control maintaining control over the internet's core systems. A new body will be created to provide international oversight, which will, of course, have no binding authority. So one more slap in the face to the rest of the world by an untrusting.
Whatever. If they wanted it, they should have made one.
They should have invented it like Al Gore did.
Yeah.
My hero.
Well, what I'm saying is that it's just we're just such a bunch of jerks.
It's what?
I couldn't agree more.
I just think that we are just thumbing our nose at the rest of the world to a point where it really is going to, it's got to come back to haunt us. I mean, it's got to come around, don't you think?
No. Nope.
Yeah, I think someone might try and attack us by terrorist. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, okay. Here's the thing about the whole internet thing is, I guess I don't really care who has, control of the core systems, as long as you keep the juice flowing, okay? I know I want my internet to work 24/7, 365, and I, you know, and frankly, I want all this fussing and a feuding going on in the world to stop, okay? Because there's too much cool stuff coming up, coming out. Too many new websites that I want to check out, and I just want to, you know, I want new technology and I want new fun stuff, and I don't want to fight. Okay, so, I want to stay at home and I want to play with my toys.
Let me ask you a question then.
I don't want
to
fight.
Do you think that we have progressed to the point where the internet should be considered a utility instead of a?
Getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there, but I mean, I think there's still some dispute as to how to deliver it.
I have all analog internet.
It's actually really cool. I've seen his DSL modem. It has little arms that move to tell you how meters, how much bandwidth is coming through. It's awesome. Little dials and meters. It's great.
I Drew would appreciate this. Then I bought an analog digital multimeter.
Sweet.
Wow. Analog digital multimeter.
Is it both?
No, I just didn't know what else to call it. So.
When
I, went to the store, I said, I need a digital multimeter. And the guy, you know, went over to the cage where they're locked up. And I looked at him, and they're like $100. And I'm like, I didn't want to spend that much. He said, oh, well, right on the shelf over there, you know, you can get one for $13. And I said, oh, that's great. He said, it's got a little needle on it. I said, does it work the same? He said, yeah. All right, it's sold. It's analog.
Analog digital multimeter?
It's an analog multimeter. I just didn't know what else to call it.
You can get digital multimeters for $10.
What are you going to use it for?
Go to Harbor Freight. You can get it for $4.99.
Yeah, Harbor Freight is unbelievable.
I still haven't been
there. And it'll last you for about, you know, 5 tests. But
that's all you really needed it for.
No, I mean, so far I've tested 3 circuits in the house, two outlets, and a halogen lamp.
Cool.
The analog ones are far cooler, though.
Quite frankly, seeing the little needle go soaring up when you have it on, you know, the slightly wrong voltage as it maxes out real quick. It's kind of enjoyable, you know, satisfying.
I heard something interesting about Harbor Freight. Harbor Freight Tools is this little tool store over Pearl and Stumpf or whatever.
Yeah,
and York and 130th or something like that.
Is it West 130th? Is that the only location in the world?
No, it's not. It's not the only location in the world. I think it's the only location in Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
So we're on like the southwest side.
Yeah, in Parma.
Yeah, exactly. And they just have a lot of very inexpensive tools and you know, a lot of like made in China and things like that. You know, I'm not saying that's, you know, bad or good or anything. It's just a lot of the stuff is consumer grade, okay, not contractor grade. So I was asking my brother-in-law, who sells tools for a living, to Lowe's. He works for a tool manufacturer. Lowe's is their big customer, and I'm asking him about these various brands that are there. He's like, yeah, I know, you know, it's all Chinese and this, that, and the other. It's consumer grade, you know. If you were drilling, you know, holes in studs for. I hate saying that, but if you were drilling holes in studs,
you love saying that. Don't
remind you of your childhood.
If you're drilling holes in studs for like plumbing or electrical or something like that for a house, you don't want to buy your tools there. But if you're just doing little household tasks, they're fine. And they did a thing that basically the motors in those things are rated to last about 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
Did we talk? We didn't have a show last week.
I mean,
week.
2 weeks ago.
Did we talk about it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't think you were there.
Because you made the point that most people, you know, will use a drill for like 10 seconds and, you know, over 20 minutes, you know, for the life of the motor. That
might last you 5 years.
5 years.
For $10 drill.
Right. And okay. I said, well, you know, what about the rest of us?
Don't tell the world that we're just replaying 2 weeks ago, the show from 2 weeks ago tonight. And making it like a new show.
It's true that stuff will last you about 2 times, though. That's
well. I mean, the
but
drill
is something you need uncommon.
The drill that I got from there has been an absolute champ. I've used about 10 times. It works great.
Good.
$10, you know, torque control and everything.
I'll stick with
goes backwards and forwards.
Oh well, isn't that convenient?
All right.
No, but anyway. What was the point of all this?
The point was
I don't know.
You think Harbor Freight's a cool store and wanted to mention it.
It's a good time, fun place, yeah. And it's next to a Big Lots, too. So it's and like a, you just, okay. It's a schlock fest.
Well, there's
double whammy.
There's some stuff that doesn't matter. A tarp.
Yeah, you get cheap tarp there.
Twine.
No doubt. Twine, indeed. Clamps.
Clamps. A lot of stuff.
What sort of party are you folks planning?
Tarps.
Tarp, twine, and clamps.
Drew.
Some rods and hookers.
And not upset. Yeah. It's going to be a good party, and he's going to do it on a budget.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Well, at $4.99 at Harbor Freight Tools,
you can have your right
hooker
next door
party. They have a whole kit.
Duct tape.
$19.99. It's a whole kit.
Do-it-yourself BDSM kit for That's your right. house.
That's right. It was in their circular last week. All right. There was something I wanted to say about... No, not about BDSM. Man, they should... Do you remember... Did you guys ever see that? The BDSM episode of Buck Rogers?
No.
BDSM.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking
what
about?
What Twiggy did to Erin Gray
That's
was...
That's not even nice to
she
say.
She was
it's
hot.
Only, it's only
she
on the DVD.
Is hot.
Is she? Well, the old pictures of her are still hot.
Okay.
hey, three cheers. Three Bronx cheers, three sarcastic cheers for Sony for recalling their DRM rootkit.
They were an idiot for even putting that out in the first place. What kind of jacknut thought that up?
Jacknut?
Jacknut?
Yeah, that's a new term.
What was that, from Australia or something?
I like jacknut.
Who knows?
I'm not going to lie to you.
You like jacknut?
I like it.
All right. New official slang. You heard it here first, folks.
Jacknut.
Analog Jacknut.
.com. AnalogJacknut.com. Analog Jacknut. It's a good name for band.
I like AnalogJacknut.com.
Yeah, we're going to go over to Peabody's. Analog Jacknut is opening for acoustic hookah.
Yeah, awesome.
Go get awesome. AnalogJacknut.blogspot.com right now.
As an allegory to Anchor Butt.
Anchorbutt.blogspot.com.
Anchorbutt. Anyway, for those who aren't aware, Sony infected a CD with a DRM scheme known as a rootkit, which...
Can you review DRM for those who may...
Digital know? Rights Management?
Because I only have analog rights management.
You have ARM?
By the way, Jacknut returns 1,490 Google hits.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
Jacknut?
Jacknut.
It's got to have something to do with auto repair.
Well, there is. There's the. Of course, did you mean Jack Space Nut, or
no, what? Jack what nut. Is it, Poppy? Yes. You'd like to play, or Pop? You want some food? I don't know. You want something? My dog wants something. I don't. What? What? What?
There's
okay,
an,
here.
There is an L.A. municipal sports softball team called Jack Nut. Just so you know, not Jack Space Nut. But
go Jack Nut.
That's right.
All right. The DRM, you know, this digital rights management business is just, you know, ways for these...
So they wanted you not to copy their audio CDs.
I guess, or rip it, or what. I don't know what it was supposed to do exactly, but it used a way to... The way it was designed to do it was basically to you know, insinuate itself deep into the operating system and, you know, try to intercept... various procedures as they were going to take place. So you go to play the thing, and it would actually launch, you know, some procedure or do something, and maybe even communicate with the mothership. I don't know. I mean, it's just that's not cool.
It installs this bit of software that acts kind of like a virus.
Well, and not only that,
you
could. What was amazing was that the way that they designed it, which was probably pretty short-sighted, was as long as you prefixed a file name with $SYS$, it would immediately like fall into this sort of rootkit and disappear from view from the operating system and operate, you know, kind of underground. And so people were actually just, well, somebody immediately developed like a Trojan or a virus using that rootkit. Okay, so that was bad. Plus, somebody developed a workaround of the rootkit by using the rootkit. So they, you know, they just named the files that, and so then it would just disable the rootkit via the rootkit. So it was a pretty poorly designed piece of software, and they pulled it thanks to the great public outcry.
You want to know some of the?
And I know a guy who works over at Sony, and everybody there who wasn't at the VP level was like, "This is a horrible idea. We shouldn't be doing this," and nobody listened to them. So they're all very embarrassed, and their friends all yell at them and stuff. And
this
make
is
fun.
Why this is why we should be in control, and the VPs should be fired.
Just so you know, a couple CDs that have it Trey Anastasio's Shine, Neil Diamond's 12 Songs, Our Lady Peace, and Dexter Gordon, and Dion the Essential. Dion, well, Ricky Martin's Life also.
They're pulling all of them. They're recalling.
So there you go.
If you have any of those CDs and you used it on your computer and you installed the software, you are screwed, actually. I read the removal screwed. Procedures, and it's not going to happen.
Yep.
Let's just put it that way. It's not going to happen. You guys see this Google Base? Is the Google Base launched?
Yep.
We talked about this, a few weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago when I was here.
Yeah, but we weren't really sure what to make of it, but now it's totally launched. You can actually go to it. I think it's base.google.com. And you can totally check it out. And you can it's just a huge database, and they already have some pre-configured item types. Like, you can put events and activities, jobs, news and articles, products, recipes, vehicles, it's kind of like a Craigslist or something. Yeah,
pretty cool. You can upload stuff and you tag it with different tags. Like, you can upload a picture of Jack Nut. Mm-hmm. And tag it with the name Jack Nut, and you know, all kinds of stuff.
You can create your own item type. So you can create type Jack Nut,
or type Nut, and then this is a subclass Jack Nut.
I think Jack Nut, and then you can have an analog Jack Nut and a digital Jack Nut.
Hybrid Jack Nut.
They have a nice
Quantum
recipe.
Quantum Jack Nut.
is that a jacknut? Who's
they have
not
a lovely
quite sure
recipe here for chicken tikka masala, yeah. And I bet you guys didn't realize this, but chicken tikka masala or tikka masala originated from the kitchens of Bangladeshi chefs in Britain. So, if you go to India and you ask for chicken tikka masala, they might not know what the hell you're talking about. Although it has made its way over there and people are starting to cook it, but it is like the most popular sort of.
Well, that's
subcontinental.
It's not surprising,
dish.
Though. I mean, didn't like half the continent of India immigrate to Britain?
Half,
maybe three quarters.
Three quarters
of the continent of India.
The continent of India. I mean, how many things are wrong with that statement?
A, it's a subcontinent.
Half the continent of India emigrated to Britain.
If half the people in India went to Britain, they would be standing on top of each other.
Yeah, Britain's not. What is Britain about the size of? Georgia?
My backyard. No, it's about the size. It's actually, I think it's slightly smaller
yard.
Than, yes, Georgia. I'm
it's
say,
about the size of
I'm
going to
lie
actually.
And say Georgia, and I'll Google it.
Well, they say that if
square
the,
mileage.
If the United States was the size of the Vatican would be the size of a quarter of a postage stamp.
And Venus would be located.
Venus would be located a yard and a half away. What the hell?
What are some other subcontinents? Have you ever heard of anything other than India being called a subcontinent?
No, because it's the only one that's a subcontinent.
That's weird.
It means below the continent.
Then why don't they just call it India?
Everything else is below the continent.
Why don't they just call it India?
They made up this whole subcontinent.
Well, wait a
because
minute.
It sounds it better when you're British to say, yes, yeah, so I've been on the subcontinent.
Of course.
Yes, I'm in subcontinental because
whatever.
I ate there. I'm trying to say that I got hideous diarrhea from eating food in India or something like that. And scene. I don't know why they call it the subcontinent. Why don't you look it up? Because you
I'll
don't have your laptop.
Yeah,
where's your laptop?
Bust out my Atari 400 laptop.
Yeah, why don't you? Where is your laptop? Jack-o. Why don't you have one, you jacknut?
You know, you have to admit, for a guy to put together an Atari 800 like that, you know, there's some serious crafty type people out there.
Oh, yeah. You see the guy those people who make those ridiculous, like, Star Wars cases for their computers,
yeah.
Like
the
TIE fighters and stuff?
The Death Star subwoofer?
Oh, yeah.
That
the Death Star
awesome.
Subwoofer was unbelievable in a Jack Nutty sort of way.
Here's a question for you. We were talking about today in my class.
Certainly.
How come there's gravity on the Death Star?
Well, there's gravity on
no.
everything.
Because it's spinning ever so slightly.
No.
Because they have a gravity maker machine.
That's the only thing we could come up with.
Because they got one of those gravity things over at Sharper Image.
See, we were thinking it was the Force, but that's all we could come up with.
Because Darth Vader's concentrating all the time.
Huh. Well, it could be because you do have to use the Force to fly the
maybe.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
One at a time. You go first.
maybe because the Death Star, you know, has so much mass that it actually does create gravity.
If that was the case, then only the outer edges of the Death Star would have it. And
wait a minute, no. Does gravity disappear the further down in the Earth you get?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, it most certainly does. The actual
what's the fall off rate?
Well,
1.3.
First of all, if you'll remember, they confused the Death Star with a moon, not a planet. It's not nearly the size of a planet. Okay.
Second, but it doesn't need to have the.
Hey, wait a minute! Wait! Before you even say that, James,
it's denser than rock, though. It's metal.
Hey, but James, we know.
Oh yeah, good point.
Yes, but it's hollow metal with holes that people walk up and down. Strong point.
Well, wait a minute. Also, we don't know what kind of moons are out there, man.
Okay.
Our moon is small, but to them, a moon could be the size of like Jupiter, man.
Thanks. So anyway,
maybe they have magnets.
All right. No. Here. Okay. First of all, let me fix Matt up real good. All right. So yeah, number one, yes, that gravity does get smaller the further you go into the Earth. Now we've never been into the Earth more than a couple of miles, like to the bottom of the seafloor. But remember, it's slightly bigger than that. When you get to the dead center of the Earth, there actually is no gravitational pull because you're being pulled by all of the stuff around you equally in every direction. You actually would float there. If you were to drill a hole straight through the Earth and you dropped something in it, it would go down, accelerate, and get to the center with its maximum velocity. And then as it started to pull away, start to slow down, come up on the other side of the planet exactly as high from whence you dropped it, and then go back through, and it would oscillate back and forth.
That'd be a perfect
like
pendulum.
It would be. Well, it would be. It's a harmonic oscillator, simple harmonic oscillator. Duh. But here's the problem. Here's the problem with the Death Star is they're walking on flat ground on like levels and stuff. They're not walking in concentric circles around the center, and that's the way it would have to pull you is in towards the center. Which I would buy if that's how they made it, but that's not how they made it. They made it with hallways, and they're standing flat on stuff.
The reason is because they were on a soundstage.
I agree completely.
On Earth.
It may or may not have been a movie.
It's a documentary, right?
Yeah.
Drew, explain yourself.
Galaxy Far Away.
That's a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, are you saying that
back then.
What if there was a thing at the heart creating power for the station that also had intense mass?
I would assume that it's about the force. And again, even if it had intense mass, it would pull everything in towards
the force is pretty convenient.
It would have to be in concentric circles. I would go back towards the force. Maybe Darth Vader was just pulling everybody onto the ground, or maybe they used some sort of force paint.
You do have to use the force to fly those Imperial Star Destroyers. I mean, they have like propulsion systems and stuff, but you also have to control them with the force.
According to Doug, I did not know.
Okay, that's interesting. What if, like, you know, in The Matrix, when Neo first sees the fields of humans being harvested for their brainwaves, what if
I've never seen it? What happens? No, go ahead.
And so what if in the middle or somewhere in the Death Star they've got like a whole field of little slaves, you know, a la the prescience in
Ugnaughts.
The prescience in Minority Report. Like they've got a whole field of people with high midichlorians just controlling like gravity and stuff for the Death Star. Yeah.
The fact that you reference midichlorians makes me love you so much.
Midichlorians.
Not saying it, referenced it. It's over. The moment has passed.
Would you be interested in any harmonic oscillation?
Oh, geez.
All right.
What is a geothermal energy?
Geo means earth or a crappy car, but in this case means the earth, and thermal means heat, so it's the heat from the earth, or the earth's energy, it's heat. Yeah, there you go.
Well, that was exciting. We don't have any of that in Cleveland tonight.
Yeah, we do. We do. Otherwise,
have you been outside?
Yes, we don't have any air warmth. We have very very little aerothermal.
Actually, energy. Speaking of geothermal energy, I learned something interesting, and one of the people that I work with who probably wouldn't appreciate getting named on this show.
I think you should.
So thence will remain nameless.
Initials. A house
that is heated by geothermal.
It's got to be
impossible.
No, I, you know.
Do it.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Never mind.
So he or she or it has a house heated by the earth?
Do it.
There is ductwork or piping, I guess, is probably a better word for it.
I prefer ductwork.
ductwork or piping that's laid about.
Piping is something you have on your Imperial uniform.
I think it's conduit.
6 foot below the surface of the ground.
6 foot below.
Where the temperature is more constant, and it works kind of like a heat pump.
Yep, that's correct.
Wonderful.
I love being, you know, validated by Dr. J over here.
Douchebag.
Ass hat.
Okay. Anybody notice this new lemur species named after John Cleese?
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I saw the headline go past, but whatever.
Yeah, let's get that one.
A new species of woolly lemur has been named in honor of John Cleese in recognition of his work to protect lemurs,
you know,
in general.
Where is
according to the article, the lemurs don't walk per se, but have been known to do some very silly walks.
Where's Amitai when we need to know which O'Reilly book the lemur is on the front of?
I believe the answer is New York.
Hmm.
Amitai is in New York. I wonder if he's listening.
Amitai, if you are listening, email us the O'Reilly book that has the lemur
on
the front.
I'll guess it's Jenny. J-I-N-I, Java.
What is Jenny? J-I-N-I, Java.
It's the Java something native interface.
Yeah. Look it up.
I don't want to look it up.
Go to ORA.com and find out.
Or just in the Google toolbar, type define:Jenny.
Yeah, but we're trying to find out if I'm right about the lemur being on that book.
Well, yeah, but yeah, well, that'd work.
You all right there, buddy?
So,
Jenny Network Tech.
Tim O'Reilly, if
Java
you're listening.
Java Naming and Directory Interface?
That's Jindy.
That's Jindy.
Yeah, that's something else.
J-I-N-I.
Okay.
Asshat.
Oh, wait. Pronounced like Genie, a pseudo acronym, Genie is not initials.
Genie is not
That is what it stands for. Genie is not initials is a network architecture for the construction of distributed systems where scale, rate of change, and complexity of interactions within and between networks are extremely important. And that's not Genie, is it?
Sounds reasonable.
That's right.
Is it Genie?
It sounds a lot like Twain.
Genie. It's pronounced Genie. And it's a pseudo acronym, Genie is not initials.
Look up the O'Reilly book with the lemur on it and find out if it's Ginny.
All right, well, you know. Hey, but Matt, I think you'll be excited to know that Microsoft is getting into the supercomputer market with their Windows Compute Cluster Server 2003.
Yeah, right.
It says, Gates, as always, has high hopes for this new version of Windows, even claiming it to be as powerful and easier to use than Linux.
Ass hat.
Is that your defense?
Yeah, I don't need to have any
Chapeau
defense. This
ass.
Is absolutely ludicrous.
You know why Linux is better than that? Because it exists.
It's not
a Gates pipe. Burn.
I'm just saying.
Damn.
That's harsh, yo.
If you have work to do today.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't think you want to wait for
the first buggy version of the Windows supercomputing cluster. Which I'm sure will then spawn HAL, and he will destroy the world.
Wait a minute now. The animal on the cover is a ring-tailed lemur.
Indeed.
For
which book?
AI for game developers.
Yeah!
So not Genie.
Well, what's on
All
Genie?
Right.
What's on
All
Genie?
Right.
Giggity, giggity.
Why do you keep doing the guy from Family Guy?
It's Quagmire. Because I can't stop doing Quagmire.
Why can't
Neither can anybody else.
All right. Stop it. Okay, Genie in a nutshell. What, Poppy? What? Genie in a nutshell. Genie is a simple set of Java classes and services that allow devices, like, for instance, printers and services, for instance, printing, to seamlessly interact with each other. Genie in a nutshell is an O'Reilly-style quick reference guide to developing these services, and it looks like a...
If that's not a lemur, I don't know what it is.
That is
Maybe
not
it's
a lemur.
Gibbon.
It is a lar gibbon.
It is a gibbon.
Did you say gibbon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The gibbons are unbelievable. I saw gibbons at the Honolulu Zoo, and they were phenomenal. They do acrobatics to attract mates, and so they were doing the most phenomenal crap on their jungle gym. Like you cannot believe the stuff they're doing.
Is that Lisa Gibbons?
Lisa Gibbons. Ow, Poppy! What are you doing? You bit me.
Dog bite.
Bit me.
Dog bite.
You bit
Poppy's
me!
Poppy's trying to attract a mate.
Incidentally, just so you know, Matt, I did some quick math, and if 2/3 of India's population went to the United Kingdom, there would be 3,000 of them per square kilometer. which is not standing on top of each other, but it does require all of the United Kingdom.
That's and awesome.
There you go.
Does that include the Isle of Man?
And the Isle of Wight, I believe, both of them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
The Isle of Man.
And the far-flung Isles of Langerhans.
Did you sort out the square mileage similarities
no,
yet?
Hell no.
All right, we'll get on that.
Hell
the
no.
far-flung Isles of Langerhans.
I'm too busy looking at Lisa
Langerhans.
Gibbons.
All right.
We got Lisa Gibbons pictures.
There's yeah, new sure. Keeley pictures. I have to
Are
mention
there?
That, of course.
Oh, Keeley. New Who's Keeley. Seen the Keeley? Who's seen Keeley? Oh, here's got some celebrity, some fake celebrity news.
Okay, now come on, there might
of,
be kids listening.
Lisa Gibbons. Those are so
wait a minute,
hilarious.
Wait a minute. What about the South Park thing that Drew was mentioning earlier today?
What South Park thing?
I don't know any South Park thing.
I don't watch South Park, so I don't know anything about this. But Drew said something about
South
Park,
is,
thing.
Oh, they're going to talk about Scientology.
Yeah, it's got a
promoting
The buzz on the interweb, which I was
that the U.S. owns.
was saying that the episode tonight
ours, get off.
About Scientology.
Really?
And it's usually a pretty rich vein to mine for humor, so.
Scientology?
Yeah.
It's
true. Because they're crazy?
Yes, especially Tom Cruise, who is batshit crazy, and that maybe get me killed, but still.
Batshit
crazy? How will that get you killed?
Because he's like that.
You think they might get Mission Impossible on you?
No, I think they're going to get Scientology. See, the more I talk, the more likely it is that I'll just disappear and you won't find me anymore. And then they'll come and erase your memories.
I think a crummy movie would be existed. Mission Possible.
Mission Possible.
We'll find you, Dr. J.
Thanks,
we will.
It's good
Go
looking out.
FedEx this to New York by noon.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
You know what? Could you then say that Smokey and the Bandit were was the first Mission Impossible movie?
I don't know about. I think
How
it was,
could
it was,
you say
it was
that?
Mission
because they
it was Mission Trans Am.
Whoa!
They,
listen,
they were charged to do an impossible mission by transporting whatever the hell the snowman had in his semi from one place to another.
It was cigarettes, I believe.
I don't remember.
Why wouldn't
it sounds
be?
Like
untapped
by the way, Smokey
cigarettes.
And Bandit returns 496,000 hits on Google.
That's my theme. I'd like to say this. Following up on our discussion of the Sony rootkit, according to a USA Today article, Sony is pulling the CDs from store shelves. I don't know that they're actually like recalling them or you know letting you exchange yours if you bought one. The Sony DRM rootkit has been found by Dan Kaminsky to have infected at least 500,000 networks, according to an article by Quinn Norton for Wired News. And there's with so many people infected, it's unfortunate. Wait a minute, let's see. From the Washington Post comes the news that serious security flaws have been found in the software that Sony is distributing to users who want to remove the Sony rootkit. The article says because of the way the tool is configured, it allows any web page that the user subsequently visits to download, install, and run any code that it likes. Oops. And Microsoft said it would Microsoft said it would remove controversial copy protection software that CDs from music publisher Sony BMG install on personal computers, deeming it a security risk to PCs running on Windows. And I applaud Microsoft for that. They definitely need to protect their users before they protect their, you know, some corporate peer.
You know, of course, if the people were using Linux to play their music files, they wouldn't have this problem.
Incidentally, the Bandit had a tractor trailer full of beer.
Beer.
Beer. I thought it was cigarettes.
Oh, by
beer.
The way.
So, yes, please do not use the Sony tool to remove the rootkit. You might as well just sit there and just keep the damn rootkit on
you
your
might
computer.
As well use a magnet to remove it.
Pretty much.
Because that'll work the same.
Yeah, that'll work nice. Too.
All right.
You were saying something, Matthew?
No, I just wanted to mention that tonight's beer is a fine brew from Samuel Adams, their winter lager, which is...
A dark wheat lager brewed with winter spices.
It is bad. Certainly reminiscent of the Great Lakes Christmas Ale.
Ooh,
a little
no.
bit, a little
here's
bit
what I think.
Lighter.
Here's what I think. I think it is...
But
it is like
good.
The Christmas ale in its flavor, but yet it is much, much thinner, lighter, and far less sweet, and therefore I like it a lot better, actually.
You'll have to remember that Herb's taste in beer sucks.
It's SamuelAdams.com if you want to get back
Let's
to
all
the
agree,
alcoholic
though, that
website of the week.
There you go. That'd be
SamuelAdams.com.
Yoko's alcoholic website. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, wow.
I gotta say that you know Great Lakes, you know God love them, haven't won any awards in several years now, and they may be getting to the point where they're overrated.
They're actually still messing with I think some of their recipes. They changed Dortmunder according to Captain Turner.
According to Captain Turner.
I'm sorry, he's Major Turner.
Dr. Major Captain Turner?
Dr. Major Captain Cleveland.
Dr. Major Major Cleveland?
Major. He's actually, I think he's a major.
Yeah.
He's a major minor, which is funny.
He is a major.
I don't understand anything you're saying.
Don't worry. None of that's true.
A buddy of ours is a doctor, and he got his MD through the Army.
That's true.
And now he's involved
and he went to Iraq.
He drinks
too.
It.
He drinks it.
Yes.
So in that way, we're all involved with beer.
Exactly.
Is he a modern major general?
No. He's a major modern general. There's a difference.
He is a major asshole. No, I'm kidding.
What movie was that from?
Spaceballs.
A very modern.
That's from Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, there it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Pirates of Penzance.
Isn't that what the name of it is? The HMS Pinafore.
That's right. I don't know, James. I'm not gay.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, neither am I. But I pay attention.
I'm sure you're really excited how the movie Rent is coming out soon.
No. Because the play was better.
I actually had to take Yoko to see that at Playhouse Square, and let me tell you. It was painful.
Yeah.
It sucked.
I got a trivia question for you about beer. What item in dark beers helps unclog arteries? It's multiple choice. Your answers are A, cholesteroids, B, alkaloids, C, flavonoids, D, androids.
Flavonoids.
Flavonoids is correct.
I'm going to say cholesteroids.
It's flavonoids because I just said that
I'm
was correct.
I'm going to say cholesteroids.
Be my guest. It's the flavonoids, folks. That's
flavonoids.
Correct. Flavonoids. The flavonoids.
A new toy line courtesy of Hasbro coming out soon.
Flavonoids. We will crush you.
Oh, no, the flavonoids.
The follow-up to Pokemon.
The flavonoids.
Go, flavonoids. Something out of
it. Ite, ite, kuchu. Team Titans, go!
By the way, if anybody's been watching Drawn Together, it's just not suffering from the sophomore slump at all.
No.
It's been look.
Yeah.
But have we even talked about these unbelievable, these $100 laptops? Anybody know about these things?
The what now?
The $100 laptops. Media Lab at MIT is doing it for the third world kids, like, you know, in India where they have a subcontinent.
Well, I think they're really looking at Africa.
Is that a subcontinent?
Africa,
no.
There
is a sub-Saharan. It's a supercontinent. That's right.
Uh-huh. Or it's just a continent, for Christ's sake. What about it? Please continue.
Well, they figured out that, you know, you can throw together some pretty cheap pieces, and it's going to run on, I believe, Linux because there's no licensing fees involved. And it's the idea is going to be that if you can get some computers into some kids' hands, then they can take them home and, you know,
download porn right from their very own hut.
Right.
That was terrible.
I'm sorry.
It's called new...
I feel very... As soon as I said it, I felt bad about it.
A non-profit association, One Laptop Per Child, OLPC, has been founded, and I wonder if you can donate to the OLPC if you think this is a good cause. I certainly think this is a worthwhile cause. The more computer users there are in the world, I think... The better the world is because the more information is out there and the more we realize that we're all just one race and we need to work together if we're ever going to get off this planet and colonize the universe.
I sound like a Scientologist. We have to
join the Galactic Society.
Okay.
All right, well, on. You lost me as soon as you said
shut
donate
up.
To
next time the
allow me to throw some more credibility Irv's way. The last time... Great Lakes Brewing won a medal was a little while ago. It was last year. They won two. They won the bronze and the silver medal. And the year before that, they won three also. And
at the Great Lakes Beer Festival?
The World Beer Championships. Have you heard of that?
The World Beer Championships?
World Beer Championships.
That's not even a recognized competition.
What you don't know about beer could fill a book. A great book about beer. That's what it would fill.
You bastard. Yep. The specs on the $100 laptop, incidentally, is supposed to be Linux-based, full-color, full-screen laptop that will use innovative power, including wind-up.
Yeah.
Including a wind-up dynamo, and will be able to do most everything except store huge amounts of data. The rugged laptop will be Wi-Fi enabled and have USB ports galore. Its current specs will be 500 megahertz, 1 gigabyte, and 1 megapixel. 1 gigabyte. They can't be talking about RAM, or is that just going to be like RAM and storage? Like that's it. That's the whole deal.
RAM. I don't know. I think the idea is that if you have the internet, then you can figure out like how to fix your village's pump, and maybe like how to get in touch with like a doctor or something. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Just having a few computers. And
how is it possible to get the cost so low? First, by dramatically volume. Lowering the cost of the display. The first generation machine will have a novel dual mode display that represents improvements to the LCD displays commonly found in inexpensive DVD players. These displays can be used in high resolution, black and white, in bright sunlight, all at a cost of approximately $35. Second, they'll get the fat, quote-unquote fat, out of the systems. Today's laptops have become obese. Two-thirds of their software is used to manage the other third, which mostly does the same functions 9 different ways. That seems a little harsh.
Like, you know, making sure you don't copy Sony CDs.
Exactly. Third, they'll market the laptops in very large numbers, millions, directly to ministries of education, which can distribute them like textbooks. I just think the $100 laptop is a great. I'm telling you, if there's a laptop in every home and a chicken in every pot, eventually the wars and the fighting will cease, and we can relax, surf for porn, and enjoy ourselves without worrying.
The simple probability is that the technology will sit unused for lack of guidance and helpful coaching for how to use it.
And
that's the most important thing.
And there it is.
Don Larson sent us a question.
Am I wrong?
Thank God.
Wait a minute. Say it again. Say it again.
I said the technology will sit there unused for lack of proper tutelage in how and what to use it for.
Well, even
tutelage?
If 1 out of 100 people in Africa figures it out, that's...
That's at least 10. That's bare minimum 12.
Well, I'd rather give them laptops they don't use than M16s they do use.
Aw.
you were born in the wrong decade, weren't you?
No.
I got a 70s. Brand new pair of roller skates.
What, can we get Don's question?
It doesn't
Don says he has a SBC DSL feeding into a Linksys router. It's rated for 1.5. Megabits per second.
And this show
there
still
are about six, and it doesn't help. There are about 6 computers in the house sharing the connection. Emma started the ice cast on her machine, and now I cannot stream the show on mine. Is this a speed or IP issue?
I think your computer is making a choice.
That's a fascinating. that's a fascinating question.
It's trying to tell you something.
I don't
probably the root kit.
I don't think that should happen. I mean, I don't see why you both can't stream it. Your router should be able to distinguish between the two machines.
Who do we ice cast through? What company?
We ice cast through this computer
yours?
Right over here.
Does the software maybe only accept 1 connection per IP address?
I don't even think it. I don't know.
Well, neither do I.
Should probably check that out.
Thanks a lot, James. Well, Don, we'll get right on that and have nothing for you by next week. And I don't know why that would be, Don. I mean, try it again, maybe.
Don, our suggestion is to have the whole family crowd around the one computer and share it as though it were the 1920s and you had a radio and
yes,
they were
broadcasting.
Yes,
put a sticker on top of the monitor that says Philco and everybody sit around with a cup of tea.
Oh, can it be? It's little
or you know, it could be a firewall issue where the
this is Orson Welles. Aliens have invaded the planet. Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Rack, rack, ack, rack, rack.
Exactly. That's Mars Attacks.
Good Mars Attacks reference.
Markler. What, Matt? Well, one of you was going to say some shit. We got to end this fucking show anyway, so go ahead.
I think Herb's had 1 too many winter lagers.
That's correct. He had 2. That's 1 too many.
Nobody tells a Navy man how many drinks he's had already. You guys were going to say something, or should we just end the goddamn show?
No, I was going to offer up the alternative that it could be a firewall streaming issue where the packet's coming back into the firewall, know to go to 1 IP source rather than the other. It's more like gaming. It used to be the case that if you were trying to run a bunch of Doom computers behind 1 router, you wouldn't be able to connect each one because the packets coming back would be automatically forwarded to the first connection.
I used to have that problem.
But you think
like 1970.
Are you doing any port forwarding then?
I'm just offering up an alternative. I don't know if it's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, Don, maybe what you need to do is get your computer out on the DMZ.
Besides, why would you open 2 streaming connections to the same house?
What's the matter, Don? You don't want to spend time with your daughter?
Well, that's going to go over great.
You know what? I'm sorry,
Don. We just lost our last viewer.
Yeah,
our listener.
Please don't kill me. And I'm showing two streams open on the page here.
We must have another one. If you're streaming and you're not Don,
I mean, you know, send us an email. I don't know. Anyway, I think that's going to do it. I think Don's in a heap of trouble.
I thought Drew had something to say as well. No?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got nothing.
I'm going to go. Right. I think I'm going to leave now. I'm going to go watch Tyra Banks for no good with the sound off. Because that's really the only way to deal with Tyra Banks is with the sound off.
Alrighty then.
Because she is a nitwit.
Ooh, ouch.
But she's an awfully sexy nitwit.
There you go.
My kind of nitwit.
Yep.
So anyway, any famous last words? Stunning. Guys are
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Okay, guys, thanks very much for tuning in, everybody. We're gonna throw this up on the we'll puke this up on the podcast so sometime tomorrow, and you'll be on the archives too, and you can listen to it any freaking time you want. And that's it. One last chance. Anything at all.
Recycle your plastic.
Oh my god. And I thought I was the bleeding heart liberal. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. This was Dial a Dork. Visit our website, dial-a-dork.com. Go to Cafe Press, the Dial a Dork. There's a link there. You can buy clothes with the Dial a Dork logo and a picture of me on it on some of the pieces. And that's, you know, that's something that we should all be interested in, I think. And that's it. We'll see you again next week, I hope. Okay. Bye.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.